And folks, welcome back into the Financial Safari. Of course, these are your local segments, and I'm going to visit today with your local financial coach. His name is John Kelly. John, welcome in.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. You know, one of the things that I've spent a lot of time with the last couple of weeks is talking to folks after they call from the show and educating them on the beauty of income planning and how it's necessary for most everyone out there to understand not just what your lump sum is, John, but how much income you can get off of that lump sum, not just for 10 years or 20, but for the rest of your life. How important is that?
Believe it or not, Coach, it's very important, and we're seeing more and more of that today. In fact, we just had a workshop there last week, and I was meeting with a couple of people afterwards, and we do Social Security workshops across Chicagoland. In fact, we have one coming up here next week in Oak Lawn. And one of the things, the biggest things people fear today, no matter where we do the workshops, is outliving their money. And as you know yourself, you know, people today, years ago, everybody pretty much had pensions when they worked, you know, 40 years for a company. Today, them pensions are going, they're dwindling. Less than 25% of Americans today have actual traditional pension plans. So they're relying more and more on Social Security. The problem with Social Security is, even as little as last October, in the middle of the night, Congress went in and basically shaved $150 billion from the Social Security system.
Right.
And they took away a lot of our switching strategies that we were able to do for spousal benefits, where people could take and let their benefits grow at 8%. So we have about a four-year window where we still have the restricted applications that were available. But as of April 30th, we can no longer do the file and suspend strategy, which we were doing for years, and really help people significantly increase their income. So now income planning is more and more important than ever because of some of the basically how the government has taken away a lot of our options.
Yeah, and the, you know, we went from hundreds and hundreds of options down to under 100, but there's still ways. Now, all's not lost. If someone's listening now, you could still, if they had the right planning strategies, you could free up $100,000 or more over the course of a husband and wife's lifetime that they wouldn't get if they didn't take the right strategy, correct?
Absolutely, especially if they're between 62 and 66 currently. They're still grandfathered in, and I think it's important to sit down and get that plan in place. So, like I said, everything else, the more time you have, the better off you'll be. So this last-minute planning, it just doesn't work for a lot of people. So we had a lady last week. She just came in here. She came in here on Thursday, and one of the big things that she was worried about was survivor benefits because her husband had passed away. Well, thank God that's one of the things that the government did not mess with in the Social Security changes. The survivor benefits are still there. So we were able to do an income plan for her to show her she was still able to do this restricted application and take the survivor benefits and get her 8% increases every single year for the next 4 years, which is going to be significant for her, especially now that loss of income from the spouse. I mean, that's devastating for a lot of families.
Well, I think it's just very important there for people to carve off maybe an hour or two of their time here in the next week or month and make sure they get the right plan in place or have a forward-looking strategy for income and retirement. And Social Security is one big part. So is looking at pensions or 401ks and making sure that you can translate what that lump sum you have would give you as far as a lifetime income. And folks, if you call in the next 5 or 10 minutes, John and his team will sit down with you as a radio listener, no cost or obligation, and help you map out your strategies and also can put you on the list for upcoming speaking engagements where you can find out in a group setting all the different options that are available to you. And again, no cost or obligation as a radio listener. If you call right now, the number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. And John, I know you've told me you reserved 10 spaces there in the event for radio listeners only. If they call right now, they can get in front of the line, sort of like a fast pass that Disney has, fast pass to get into your seminars. And these do fill up, folks. It's not a gimmick here. This is real education and real timely, too. If you're anywhere between 55 and 70, these are very relevant topics. Again, the number is 800-477-1135, 800-477-1135. John, we've got an email question from Denise in Oak Lawn. Wrote in, I'm 42 years old and my husband is 59. All right, that's a big difference in age there, John. We've been married for 9 years and have a six-year-old son. Am I going to be in trouble from a retirement planning standpoint since he's so much older than me? It's disconcerting to talk about the fact that my husband will likely be retired before our son is even finished with college.
Well, Coach, that really is a big age difference. And Denise, there are certain things, obviously, I'd have to take a look at your overall financial picture to see what kind of situation you guys are in. Are you currently working yourself? Is your husband currently putting money into a 401k? Does he have a pension at work? Are you going to be protected that way? There's a lot of different variables that I need to find out before I could actually answer that. I mean, even with your son, I mean, there's social security strategies for filing even collecting child benefits with such a big age difference with a minor child. So there are a lot of strategies and probably a lot of money that are being left on the table if you don't sit down with a planner and look at a complete income plan. Because even with your IRAs and having that big age difference in an IRA, the requirement of distribution, the life expectancy tables for joint life payouts are huge, too. There's a big difference because of your age difference, where he has to take less out at age 70. So there are a lot of protections there for you, Denise, as a spouse. I would strongly suggest we get to sit down and put a plan in place. Let's take a look at an overall income plan for you, see what you're currently doing, and take a look at the strategies that will be available down the road. Now, one of the things, the switching strategy as far as Social Security goes, neither one of you are going to be eligible because of the new law changes. But that's why income planning is going to be more and more important to you because a lot of the stuff has been taken off the table.
Yeah, very, very important.
Which I think we see that everywhere.
It's about managing, John. It's about managing expectations, but also managing the income and knowing where the income is going to come from. And I think that I think now's a good time to open up the phone lines, folks. And for the next 30 callers, I know that John's very passionate about his belief to help you get a secure retirement, and you deserve that, by the way. And it's independent research goes into that, and that's why he offers this as a free consultation to all of our radio listeners who call in the next 30 minutes. And again, the next 30 callers are guaranteed a slot in. And again, if you call, you'll get an income plan, a fee reduction strategy template to show you where you might be paying too much in fees. Also a tax reduction plan. Maybe you're paying too much in taxes, or maybe you will pay too much in taxes in the future. So that's very important, too. But the most important part of this whole plan is a customized lifetime income plan created just for you using mathematical strategies and financial techniques that could put you in a lot better position as far as a yearly income for the rest of your life. It's called income planning. And in short, John and his team will take the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you. So for the next 30 callers, a comprehensive financial review that's going to be offered to you at no cost or obligation, what you have to do, a little work involved, you have to pick the phone up, you have to call 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. The next 30 callers who call 800-477-1135, not only will you be entitled to all what we talked about, but John will also give you a VIP seat at his upcoming Social Security Planning Seminar. Folks, it's a no-brainer. Take advantage of this. 800-477-1135. John, I think a lot of people neglect to look at the fees and expenses in their current plan, and they neglect to think about how that could affect them in a negative way as far as their income in the future. Keep in mind, John, if someone is paying too much in fees and losing too much in taxes, that's going to be less income from them in the future, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we had a lady came in here last week. She's paying a 2% fee to one of her advisors. I mean, that is pretty significant, especially when you take advantage. So if you have a $1 million account, you know, you're talking $20,000 a year. That's $200,000 in fees over the next 10 years. I mean, that's a new house. I mean, that's a big chunk of retirement income people could be using. And that doesn't even take into effect losses or anything else that goes along with it, or taxes, like you said. So, again, sitting down and looking at taking an overall look at what you're doing and how much fees you're paying, do you want to pay yourself or do you want to pay the broker? Sit down and look with somebody who specializes in income planning, and let's keep it in our pockets, you know, not the government's.
And I know you and your team, John, you help people with what's called the retirement savings approach, and that determines how much you need to put away each month to have a retirement income that you want. And it's not only that, though. If you're putting away certain money each month, but fees are coming out, you have to put in more than you think, because fees compound. And that's money you are losing compounds. In other words, you have a lot less as you go forward 10, 20, 30 years in the future because of fees. Are there fee reduction strategies out there that make sense to you that you'd like to educate the listener on?
Well, it just depends on, again, what they sit down and see what the goals of the client are. I mean, everybody's situation is different, Coach, and you see the same thing on a daily basis. But we had a lady sitting in there. She's got all this money sitting in a brokerage account. She's not using it. She is paying a significant amount of fees. She's also paying taxes on it. Again, she's not using this money. It's basically going to be left for her children. Well, not only is the 1099s it's generating every year affecting, giving her a 1099, she's got to pay taxes on money she's not using. It's also affecting the taxes she's paying on her Social Security. And again, she's paying significant fees to a broker that could be left to the family. So, and again, if you want to leave money to your children, again, it all goes down to what is the purpose for this money and which bucket are we looking at? The best way to leave money to your children is to do it tax-free in the most efficient way possible. So, again, it's just a matter of sitting down and seeing what each and every client, what their personal family needs are.
Yeah, very, very important. And folks, the number to call, again, as we go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more in more detail about this. 800-477-1135 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-477-1135. We'll be right back after this.
To contact our local trusted advisor in your area, go to financialsafari.com. Find your financial roadmap for the future by visiting financialsafari.com.